Let's get underway. Welcome everybody back to another episode of Underway. I am your host, Tyler Wise, and I lost my voice this weekend going to LAFC's home opener. So to save your ears and my voice, I am going to be releasing the episode with John Polskamp, goalkeeper from Sporting Kansas City. Enjoy that interview, and I will talk to you guys later in this week about what we saw in week one. Welcome to Underway. We have an incredibly special guest for you this evening. It is Bakerfield's favorite son and the number one goalkeeper for Sporting Kansas City, John Polskamp.
Oh, thank you for having me.
How's your offseason been so far?
Offseason was great. Offseason was really good. I spent pretty much the entirety of it back home, or okay, at least near home. Stayed home in the state of California. I kick off every offseason with a road trip.
Oh, okay.
So living out in Kansas City, I do a 5 to 8 day road trip heading back home. Going through Colorado, Utah, Nevada. I've got a brother in Denver,
mm-hmm.
and I'm an avid outdoorsman, so I'm camping along the way, hiking, and doing different things outdoors. And then that just carried on back home in California, traveling all over the state, being outside.
Being in Coachella now, on the opposite side of LA.
Yeah, exactly. And now continuing it in preseason, coming out here to the desert. Actually, spend a bunch of time out here during the offseason as well. I go to Joshua Tree a bunch.
Oh, that's cool.
J Tree is one of my favorite places. So coming back here is just coming back to familiar territory.
Yeah. Have you been able to enjoy yourself a little bit in Coachella, or has it just been media availability and games?
Yeah, you know, obviously preseason is a bit different than, say, offseason, you know, where you really are just enjoying yourself. Preseason is, it's work, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a job at hand and a task at hand that's more at the forefront of your mind. You know, you're trying to accomplish what we're coming here to do. With that said, there's bits and pieces, you know, time every now and then where we can enjoy ourselves a bit, have some free time to go venture around. But for the most part, it's a pretty jam-packed, busy schedule.
I was driving in, and it looks like they have a beautiful golf course here.
Yeah.
I know that you're a golfer. Have you been able to take advantage of it at all?
I haven't. It's been torture. It's been absolute torture because, you know, they obviously take care of us and put us up in nice hotels. And especially in a place like Palm Springs, Palm Desert, there's just so many nice golf courses here. I'm a huge golfer. Love golf. So having not been able to play, but driving in and seeing this beautiful course,
a little torturous.
Teasing me, but I don't know. Maybe I'll get 9 in or something before we leave. But
that'd be nice. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, it's top.
Yeah. So you've been pretty much spending your entire career in Kansas City. So has your family been able to come out and visit you, or is this kind of like a homecoming for them to see you back in California?
A little bit of both. I'm very, very close with my family. I have a very tight knit family. So obviously going back home just recently for off season, got to see them a bunch, but they come out to visit me in Kansas City as
well.
Great. So yeah, so both homecoming visiting, but also seeing them not that long ago during off season, and throughout the year, they'll be popping into KC.
And then I kind of mentioned it at the top, but you're Kansas City's new number one goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Peter Vermees announced it pretty publicly, gave you a huge backing. What does that mean to you?
I mean, that last bit means everything, right? I mean, as a player, I think I speak for all players when I say it really does matter when you know you have the manager's backing, when you know that the manager is supporting you, not just in their actions of putting you in the starting lineup on the weekend, but also just using their words and saying it. So that means a ton. And then just the fact that this moment's come, you know, as you pointed out, most of my professional or all of my professional career has been in Kansas City. Despite my age, I've been in Kansas City for quite some time.
Yeah.
Came in 2019, actually, when I initially signed with the second team. 2020 was promoted to the first team. And since that moment, since the moment I walked in the doors in KC, that number one shirt, figuratively speaking, being the starting goalkeeper, it's been at the forefront of my mind. Like, that's, I wake up every day thinking, like, I want to be the guy, I want to be the starting guy. So, you know, after 6 years of that, knowing that opportunity is has manifested, and I'm now at the front door, basically. It's motivating, it's exciting, and yeah, it's everything I've been waiting for.
It's kind of been a change of the guard, you know, that Kansas City, it's been more veteran-focused, and now with Tim leaving, and Johnny, and half of the rest of the team, it's time for, like, younger guys like you to start stepping up. They brought in Dayon and Manu this offseason. Do you kind of take that as, okay, this is my time to not only take that number one position, but take a more leadership role in the team?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, like 100%. I mean, you mentioned some of the guys that parted ways with us last year that have been huge in terms of not just their contributions on the field, but contributions off the field as well. You're talking about big personalities in the locker room, veterans that are helping guys with life stuff, soccer stuff, off the field stuff, and then more specifically to the soccer, the guys that are, you know, speaking up at halftime, speaking up before games, you know, talking to guys during the week, and really kind of taking the charge from the player's standpoint on the direction that the team's going. And and we're going to miss those guys a ton because they were great guys. They were great at their jobs, but they were also just great people. So, you know, obviously sad that they're gone, but then on the other side of that is, okay, the reality is that they are gone, and now basically, you know, now it's our time to step up, fill those roles, take what we learned from those guys from the past years, watching them, talking with them, and now take on their roles from the path that essentially they paved for us. So yeah, absolutely, I feel a responsibility now to step up, not just as the number one on the field, but helping the younger guys in the goalkeeping room specifically.
Yeah.
You know, despite my age, I'm the oldest guy in the goalkeeping room. And I do have a lot of experience. You know, I've been a professional now. This is my seventh season. So absolutely, I have knowledge and experience to share with Jack and Ryan and some of the academy guys. So absolutely, there's that responsibility as well.
And part of that experience is being able to join the Olympic team.
Yeah.
What was that like? And I know that you didn't necessarily get the result that you wanted, but that's got to be an amazing opportunity to just, number one, get that call. So few people do. And, you know, you took it and you ran with it, and that gains experience for back home with your club.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, the Olympics were not only an amazing experience for what it was, but also just such a personal thing for me that meant so much for numerous different reasons. First of which being, unfortunately, coronavirus came at a time where it was my under 20 World Cup cycle. And I was involved in that team, and it was really looking like promising that I would be, you know, part of that group going to compete in the under 20 World Cup. I was very, very excited for that. It was a goal of mine. My whole childhood was to play in a youth World Cup. And not a lot of people know this, but the under 20 World Cup that year for the O-1s was actually canceled entirely. Our CONCACAF tournament, qualification tournament, was postponed and then ultimately canceled. And then the World Cup itself was postponed and then ultimately canceled, which was devastating.
Yeah.
You know, as a young player, to know that opportunity is just gone when we were at the doorstep was like, oh, it's like shattering my heart, because it was just something I was so excited for, and it was something I had looked forward to for so long. So to have that feel like it was almost taken away from me really stung. And the thing that helped, I guess, cope with that or kind of accept that was the Olympics, knowing that, okay, I still have an Olympic cycle, knowing that I still, you know, have the potential of making an Olympic team to essentially make up for that lost U20 World Cup. So since that moment that the Olympics became my, you know, this goal that just stuck in my head, quite consistently. And then to pile onto that, there was another just personal connection. My grandfather was an Olympian. He competed in the 1960 Olympics in the United States in weightlifting. He actually placed fourth in those Olympics. And, you know, growing up, that was something I've always, I guess, known and was proud of. It's actually my namesake. I'm named after him. He's John R. Polskamp. And just knowing that, yeah, my grandpa, who I'm named after, was an Olympian, was something that always inspired me. And yeah, it definitely added fuel to that fire of wanting to, I guess, carry that on and yeah, be the second, you know, Olympian in the family and of the same name. So absolutely, it was definitely a personal thing. So when Marco gave me the call, it was, yeah, just in any way, shape or form, I was going to be involved. I was, you know, happy with just knowing I was going to be on that plane and be a part of that group. And yeah, I just want to say Marco is Mitrovic is just honestly one of the best guys I've worked with, one of the best coaches I've worked with, just on and off the field, the way he is coaching the soccer, but then the way he's also just building relationships with us in such a short amount of time together was just amazing. And his ability to bring us together as a team in such a short amount of time, meaning, you know, we're only together for camps. We're not necessarily together for an entire preseason or an entire season. You know, it's only 10, 14 days at a time in these camps that he had to essentially make a team. He just did so well with that. And that once we did go to France, it was like just hanging out with your friends, basically. I mean, I don't think there was a bad personality on that team, not a bad guy. Everyone was tough. Everyone was just a great person, brought their own individual touch on the field, but also off the field. And yeah, it was just such a great experience for that reason. I mean, such a talented group of players. Mm-hmm. It's a shame we didn't go all the way, because that team really did have that potential to medal and to really even go to that final match. Just such a talented group, and more so even such a good group off the field in terms of guys' personalities.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I'm looking forward to that next wave. You know, everyone talks about the Pulisic era and they're doing on the grand stage, but when you look at, like, your age group, it's just overflowing with talent that I don't think, not only America, but MLS hasn't seen in a very long time. It's taken, it's the 30th season. It's taken a long time to get there, but It's great to see just you specifically and other people in your age group taking that next leap.
I couldn't agree more. I think the 01s, 02s, 03s, I mean, kind of that age group that was participating in the Olympics. I know we had Ben Ha, who was even younger, but for the most part, the bulk of the guys in that 01 to 03 range, knowing just how talented that group was, not only the group that ended up going to France, but the wider group that was involved in camps leading up to it, and maybe guys that, you know, for some reason or from one reason or another weren't in France, but that larger group is just so dense with talent and is just so, I guess, competitive. Yeah, it is going to be very exciting. I mean, a lot of those guys I do consider close friends, good friends. And it's exciting. I'm excited for a lot of them, as I'm excited for myself, because I know just how good some of those guys really are and how determined and focused those guys really, really are. I mean, it's such a professional group. You know, for being an under 23 team, you would think it's a team of 30-year-old veterans because of how guys carry themselves and the experience that was brought in that team. I think for every single name that was involved in that under 23 cycle, limitless, really. Yeah. No cap to their potential for any one of those players.
And just in the small time that we're getting to talk here, you seem very goal-driven. You seem like you're very ambitious. I know that a lot of your time and effort had to be put into getting that starting job. Now that you have it, I feel like you're not done. You know, there's no way that you're just like, all right, I got it now. What are goals for this season, or maybe even like the next, like two or three seasons as a starting goalkeeper for Kansas City?
Yeah. I mean, so just like you said, I do consider myself a very ambitious person. I definitely am of the mentality that if I'm going to be doing something, I'm going to be giving 150% and I will give my life to it, or else I just won't bother with it at all. I'm very much all the way in or all the way out in that regard. But yeah, I mean, when you say goals, look, right now, this is a massive step for me. You know, I'm taking this, I'm stepping into this, I guess, new environment, this new role, really. It's essentially a new job that I'm going to have to adapt to and kind of take with both hands. So right now, that's the goal, is to take this job in stride and perform the way I know I'm capable of performing, perform to my standard, and to just play a 34 game season, you know, plus some Champions League games as well. Yeah. But you know, for the most part, playing a 34 game season of 90 minutes, solid, consistent, reliable, week in and week out type performances. Mm-hmm. And that's really the goal. You know, I don't want to get too caught up with, oh, I want to, you know,
this many saves,
many saves, or hit this certain stat mark, or, mm-hmm. or get this certain accolade. I know I'm capable of certain benchmarks, yeah. or certain accolades or different things, but I don't want to get caught up in that. Not at least not right now. Right now, I want to get just purely focused on being a solid 8-9 out of 10, but week in, week out, mm-hmm. You know, not great one week and poor the next, like just being a solid, reliable goalkeeper and just doing my job. So really that's all the goal I can say right now is that's really what I'm focused on.
Nice and steady.
Steady, exactly.
I mean, I think Sporting Kansas City fans have kind of expected that over the years. Mm-hmm. What does it mean for you to play at one of the best atmospheres in MLS?
Yeah, it really is. I'm not just saying that. It's a place that's consistently good. The stadium's great. It's perfect for us. You know, it's new. It's clean. It's nice. Mm-hmm. It's not too big. It's not too small. It's a great place to play. Honestly, the surface is always in good condition. It's a great place to play. Great fans. Looking forward to hopefully a lot of good nights at CMP.
Yeah. Well, I wish you good luck. Thank you so much for joining, man. John Polskamp. Do you want to tell people where they can find you?
I'm on Instagram and Twitter, both of which are John_Polskamp, JOHN_PULSKAMP.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. Appreciate it.
That was the interview with John Polskamp. I hope you guys enjoyed it. John was incredibly kind to have given me his time while we were in Coachella. Remember to like and subscribe and leave a review if you feel inclined. As always, I am your host, Tyler Wise. Love you. Bye.
Underway has been brought to you by 818 Productions. Any use of Underway, either acquired through podcast or video format, that is captured by a third party with proper credentials requires the direct written consent of 818 Productions and must be used in compliance with all requirements and restrictions stated therein.